This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. At the same time the 2025 ends, so will the city's Metro cards. The iconic plastic cards replaced subway tokens in 1994, and now 30 years later, they too are going by the wayside. On January 1st, the New York City transit system is transitioning to Omni, a contactless payment system that lets riders tap credit cards, phones, or other smart devices and pay a fare. Transit Museum curator Jody Shapiro.
If you have a card that's enabled with RFID, if you have a watch or a phone or a ring even that's got that proximity technology, the RFID, you can pay for a ride on the subway or the bus.
Even though the MTA will no longer sell Metro cards, the agency will still accept them for the next few months. Today is Good Riddance Day, and they're marking it in Times Square.
As the new year approaches, we tend to think about the resolution, what's next. But what's a new plan without acknowledging your missteps?
Goodbye 2025!
Yeah, in the heart of Times Square, we find hundreds of folks lined up with their written good riddances and a ticket to 2026. Here's Lorena's.
I'm getting rid of negativity, doubting myself, and stress I cannot control.
Yeah, she's heading back to Miami, but made this a priority.
What time's your flight?
At 3.
Girl, you gotta go.
I know.
And Caroline from Denmark.
Doing things just for others. I want to do more for myself and experience more just for me.
A lot of folks here prioritizing themselves in 26. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
The countdown is on to New Year's Eve and the ball drop atop one Times Square. Thousands will pack in to see it and millions more will be tuning in to take in the big moment. A man is accused of shooting a woman in Denville on Christmas Eve. The Morris County Prosecutor's Office says the victim was found lying in the street at the intersection of Old Boonton and Pocono Roads around 9:30 at night after being shot in her stomach. The woman was rushed to a local hospital. She's recovering. 37-year-old Jovan Young was taken into custody in connection with the shooting. Prosecutors say Young and the victim were together earlier in the day. Young is facing a number of charges. Police say more could be coming. After more than 1,000 flight cancellations and delays in the Northeast yesterday, things are better at New York City airports today. JFK and Newark have over 200 delays. LaGuardia has about 150. AAA is predicting 110 million people are hitting the roads.
If the city feels more congested than usual, it is. But before your road rage kicks in, just remember this.
New York City is number 7 on the top 10 destinations list for the holiday.
Robert Sinclair there with AAA Northeast. He says whatever you're doing this week, do it early.
Try and get out there and get your things done before the crush of the afternoons. It's going to be busy.
But if you're out late, the name of the game should be
safety, safety, safety. This is the time of the year when we see a spike in impaired driving, crashes, injuries, and fatalities.
Yeah, those crashes typically happening between 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., so drivers, beware. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A 15-year-old boy from Connecticut is dead following a shooting inside a Bronx NYCHA building. A 14-year-old was also shot but is expected to survive. It happened around 6:30 last night in a seventh-floor hallway of one of the buildings in the Eastchester Gardens complex on Audi Avenue. This resident named Ray spoke to reporters saying it's not the first time this type of tragedy has happened here.
We lost somebody young in front of the building like a year ago or something. No, 2 years.
Six men were seen running from the area. No one has been arrested and a motive is unknown. There's a drive underway to help Long Island pet shelters. Madison Caton with Protect the Paws tells 1010 Wins they need everything from blankets to food.
You can make an impact and really start to have these animals get fed. They can start to thrive in their environment and actually get adopted eventually.
Physical donations can be dropped off at Town Hall in Huntington until January 8th. A Brooklyn synagogue will not be demolished after all. Governor Hochul has stepped in to save the historic Kingsbrook Shul in East Flatbush. It's located on the grounds of the Kingsbrook Jewish Medical Center, and it was at risk of being knocked down as part of a $400 million redevelopment. Hochul's office said in a statement they came up with a way to do state-funded improvements without destroying the synagogue.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.